Hello and welcome to this week's edition of the Pop Buzz Podcast, your number one destination for all the latest music news and all that's been good on the internet. I am your host, James. Joining me as always are the rest of the Pop Buzz team. In the corner, we have Katie. Say hello, Katie.
Hello.
Hello. Good to see you. And of course, we have Woody. Say hello, Woody.
Hi.
Hi. Now, we have a very big show for you. This week, our special guest is the one and only Hayley Kiyoko. Yes.
Ooh, yes. Yeah, girl.
Fantastic American singer you can hear on Pop Buzz Radio at the minute. We'll be chatting to her later on, as well as playing a little game of Would You Rather. But before that, let's look at this week's stories in WTF News.
News, 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 news. What the f*** is happening in the news?
Weird one to start, guys. Weird one to start. Snapchat, everyone's favorite messaging app, have announced the latest development. They are launching a product they call Spectacles. So these are a pair of glasses that basically allow you to film, much like Google Glass did before, if any of you guys remember that. But basically, you will be able to film as you're walking around whatever you are looking at. I'm kind of creeped out. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm very, very creeped out by this idea. Thoughts?
I quite like them, actually. I mean, I like the design.
The design is quite cool. They do look kind of like vintage Ray-Bans or something.
Yeah,
they look kind of. They do look quite sleek.
So, whereas, the Google Glass, it kind of looked like a spying kind of...
Yeah, like you're in Minority Report or something.
Yeah, exactly. These look like you might be in a... I don't know. Well,
Entourage.
Nice. Wow. Wow.
What a
contemporary reference that is. Excellent. Just roll like Vincent Chase in your new pair of Snapchat spectacles.
But also, I like that there's a button on the side. So if I know that doesn't really give you much more control. They could probably still spy on you if they wanted to. But in my mind, pressing a button is better than just like...
Well, sure, but I don't know. I am creeped out about it. Especially, you've got to remember, in the early days, a lot of people won't have seen what these glasses look like. I mean, if you go on pop-buzz.com, you can. But in the general world, if people are buying these, they're $130, by the way, if you're interested. Go out and buy them. If someone could just be walking down the street, you wouldn't necessarily notice that those are the Snapchat glasses they're wearing. It could just be another pair of stylish shades. Mm. And what are they filming? I don't know. I get angry when I see people on the phone on the tube or something and think, oh, are you taking a picture of me? You know, maybe that's just my ego. No one ever is. But the day that they are, I'll be on it. I'll be on to them. Well, I don't know. But so what? Are you saying you'd actually wear a pair? All right.
It'd be good for festivals and stuff, wouldn't it? And you wouldn't be in a crowd holding up an iPad.
I tell you what, that is a big advantage.
That is good.
Hi, hello.
Yeah, only if you're tall, though.
It wouldn't be good for me.
Barrier or bust. That's exactly. The only way it's going to work for you. Yeah, I suppose that is one very positive point that we could kiss goodbye, potentially, to all of the phones at gigs, which are my worst nightmare.
Yeah, we hate them.
Yeah, all right, fair enough. All right, that's one good option, I suppose, but I'm still creeped out. All right, another big news story this week, the world of Harry Potter calling all Potter fans. If you go on the Harry Potter official website, Pottermore, you can now take a quiz to discover what your Patronus is. Now, if you don't know what a Patronus is, neither did I until a few days ago, but it's okay because we have our resident Harry Potter expert, Miss Weasley, in the corner. Katie, if you could inform us.
McGonagall,
I do apologize. Maggie Smith. Actually, could you explain this in Maggie Smith's voice?
Shame. She's in bed.
Okay, fine. What is a Patronus for all us non-Potterheads out there?
So a Patronus is the result of the Expecto Patronum charm, which is a charm that produces a silvery white animal.
Oh, right.
And that is used to ward off the Dementors, which are those horrible soul-sucking things that hang around Azkaban. Anyway, so the animals are meant to sort of describe how you are as a person,
right?
Like give a bit of your soul and personality. And this quiz is a mess.
Right. Are you just slightly bitter maybe at your Patronus?
No, it's a mess.
Okay, what did you get? What did you get?
Well, I thought I'd be like a fox. It's a very Slytherin kind of animal. Sly. Will cut you if necessary. Yeah. Like, don't mess with me.
A fox will cut you.
I ended up with a borzoi. And it's
dog.
Right, it's a breed of dog.
Yeah, so I Googled it because I had to know.
Okay.
Graceful, not me. Calm and dignified, not me. Is polite with people, not me.
Definitely true.
Doesn't bark much. Not even close.
Yeah, that's complete. Yeah, I was sort of sold and then no, doesn't bark much.
No.
Not a chance. Go back and listen to series one. Not a chance of that one.
But like everyone was annoyed about it because Luna... from Harry Potter, Ivana Lynch.
Right.
She was a hare on the show, on the film, even not the show. And she ended up with a salmon.
Okay.
Like, how is a salmon meant to help you fight Dementors?
Yeah, fight upstream.
Like,
that's it.
Is it going to offer them sushi or
maybe. Woody, have you taken this?
Yeah, I thought I would probably end up being something really unremarkable, like a cow.
And your low self-esteem. Stop it, you.
I got a greyhound, and I was kind of happy. That's nice. Elegant and fast.
You're always racing, aren't you? You're always racing. And we're always placing bets on how fast you can go, so that works well.
I would definitely win a race to the poutine stand.
Very true. Yeah. This is kind of weird, because I took it as well. I also got a dog. I got a St. Bernard.
Oh, my God, we're all dogs.
That's really,
all
really dogs. Weird. Yeah, I'm actually quite surprised by that. I didn't know that there was a massive skewing towards dogs on this, apparently.
Okay. Do you think they're all dogs? Like, it's just, they're like...
I've seen people, no, because I saw a friend of mine, Ollie from Years and Years got a...
Otter.
I should say friend of mine, he is my friend, yes. Ollie Alexander got an otter, he put that on Twitter. So I guess it's not all dogs, that's really odd. Oh, well, there you go. Pot buzz, dog buzz. There we go. It works well. Okay, finally, the other news story that caught our eye this week. We've had many, many ridiculous beauty trends over the years. I think this one may take the biscuit. Woody, explain it to me.
Yeah, it's the coffee fake tan beauty trend. I'm doing it inverted commas.
Yeah, definitely.
So essentially what you do is that you get instant coffee, you mix it with body moisturizer to make a paste, and then with a glove, you rub it all over yourself to give yourself a fake tan.
Right.
Except for surely you stink, absolutely reek of coffee.
You would think so, wouldn't you? You would think so. My key question on this one is actually what type of coffee is acceptable. Can I get away with Nescafe Instant? Do I have to go and get my beans ground beforehand? I mean, there's too many questions for me on this one.
It's Basics Range.
Basics Range acceptable. Then I'm on board. Okay. All right. Well, if you want to read about all those stories, we'd love to know what you think. So just go on the website. It is pop-buzz.com and leave us a comment. And we're back on the Pop Buzz podcast, guys. Our guest today, a fantastic up-and-coming American singer. You'll have heard her already on Pop Buzz Radio. The single Gravel to Tempo is out now. Ladies and gentlemen, please make some noise for Hayley Kiyoko.
Oh, yes.
Yay.
Oh, my God.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
We're good. How are you doing today, Hayley? You all right?
Yeah, I'm doing fantastic. How about yourself?
Not too bad. Lovely to speak to you. We're loving the single. We're loving the single, Gravel to Tempo. Like I say, it's getting played a lot on Pop Buzz Radio at the minute. What was the inspo behind that one? Talk me through it.
It's kind of nice because it was the first song I wrote on my writing retreat up in Ojai, California. And it's the first song on the EP, Citrine, and it's the first song we kind of released to the fans. So it's been really exciting to see the reaction, especially if you've watched the music video. But it's kind of about owning yourself and realizing the only validation you need is from yourself and not relying on other people to make you feel great about yourself. And I don't know, it's got a nice beat to it, and it's fun. The title Gravel to Tempo comes from me walking through gravel to tempo as a joke. And so we always like, I'm going to walk through gravel, blah, 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 and build a song. And that just kind of where we started building the track is in the with the gravel. So,
man, that is an original way of coming up with a track. I love that you can do it jogging. You can do it in the garden.
It was pretty goofy. But I love that the title sticked.
Yeah, it's very nice. And you mentioned the video there as well. Of course, you directed that. So how are you as a director? What's your technique? Are you very hands-on? You controlling all those visuals?
I'm very hands-on, to say the least. I'm very... there were storyboards involved. And it's difficult when you're directing and you're in it. I prefer to not be in it and just direct. But, you know, every once in a while, you got to show face. So, you know, I made sure my crew and my assistant director and DP knew exactly what I had envisioned. And we really did a lot of walkthroughs and rehearsals. And so when you get on set, and we shot that video in like 8 hours on a Sunday, and we just like knocked it out. And it's kind of like almost doing like a live show. You just got to go, 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 go. And you only have a couple takes to do it. So I was really happy with how it turned out.
Did you demand your own director's chair with your name on the back? That's what we really want to know.
Well, it was a little like, you know, homemade style. I had duct tape and I put an HK on the back.
Nice.
Chair.
That's all you need. Just letting the people know. That's all you need
there. Yeah, you know, I'm still an emerging artist.
And what did you think about that whole conspiracy theory about Sia being held captive by Beyonce? Did you hear about it?
I didn't even know about
it. Oh my
this.
God, you're going to love it.
This
you're going to love it. Okay, so apparently on Brazilian Twitter,
There's a conspiracy theory called hashtag Save Sia, where Beyonce has apparently been holding her captive and is forcing her to write hit songs. It's so wild.
That's awesome.
Check it out. You've got to check it out.
I think I believe it. To be honest,
never underestimate the Beijing. We've all learned this. Never underestimate the Beijing.
And obviously, we've got to talk about your brand new Netflix movie that's just dropped, XOXO. I watched it the other day. It looked amazing.
Thank you. It was such a fun movie to shoot. We were like shooting at so many different, raves and festivals and lots of night shoots and glow sticks.
Yes.
So we got the film, we got the music, but I'm actually I'm a new fan, I must confess, but of your Snapchat. So I was watching you over the weekend, and I seem to remember that you were singing along to Dexter's Midnight Runners, Come On Eileen. But I think that was after you described the Proclaimers' 500 Miles as one of the best songs of all time. Now, Hayley, I need to ask, were you drunk?
No. People think it's really funny because people who don't know me, they think they'll follow me on Instagram or Snapchat and they'll think I'm either high or I'm drunk. Like they all just think I'm on one. And it's the sad thing is I'm not. And I'm like, you guys, it's just my face. Like my face looks high all the time. I don't know what to tell you. My face is swollen. I don't know what to say.
Resting high face. Because, that's what you want.
But you know what? I guess it makes me cool. I guess they're on Instagram. They're high as, high AF or whatever. All right, guys, whatever you think. I'm just living my life. I'm high on life,
Well, so. I was just wondering, are you saying that 500 miles is better than Sia's Breathe You or, Buttons or,
I tend to be very dramatic. Everything is, everything is the best thing ever. So if you hang out with me, I'm eating food and I'll be oh, my gosh, this is the best taco ever, So I tend to be very dramatic.
Well, we're also very big fans of karaoke in this office as well. Me and Katie once did a fabulous version of Islands in the Stream, didn't we?
We did.
Fabulous, maybe a stretch. Wow.
Fabulous. I think I saw that on YouTube, actually.
Just doing the rounds.
Don't be surprised.
More from Hayley Kiyoko a little bit later on, but first, it is time for this week's edition of Is It a Banger? So, Katie and Woody have both brought me a banger that you can hear on Pop Buzz Radio. All they have to do is convince me they have brought the best song to my attention. And this week, the theme, right. So we are recording on the Monday. Tonight is the first presidential debate in the US election. It is Hillary versus some bloke that never gets any publicity, so it's fine. And we want to know, what would be the perfect entrance music for Hillary Clinton as she struts out onto that debate stage to slay all comers, all right? That's what I'm looking for, the perfect debate entrance banger, a debate banger, if you will. So, Katie, I'm going to come to you first. What should Hills be walking out to tonight?
Okay, entrance music for the old Hills. I feel like she needs to ramp it up and start getting a bit risque, a little bit more suggestive on the campaign trail. So I've gone for one of our new faves, actually, and I've chosen Hey Violet with Brand New Moves. Been forever, been forever. Since the last time we danced, I learned some brand new moves.
I really love Hey Violet, actually. I really, really do. On tour with Five Sauce in America very, very recently. So building up that fan base, it's nice to see. But why is this the perfect song for Hillary?
Okay, well, first of all, the intro's got a beat which was made for one of those iconic slow motion movie entries. Mm. You can just imagine it with the Beyonce fans, Hillary walking through, and it's got the perfect level of innuendo for the first female Democratic presidential nominee. Just tasteful enough.
We've all been waiting for that presidential innuendo. It's what we've all been banking
on. We really need it.
We do really need
it. But I'm going to break down the lyrics real quick too, because they're really on point for Hills, if I'm honest.
Go on.
So the first line of the chorus is, "Since the last time we danced, I learned some brand new moves." And the last time we danced with Hillary, she actually lost the lip sync for her life to Barack Obama back in 2008. And she's learned some new moves since then, you know, LGBTQ plus rights, healthcare. She's on point. She's
ooh,
on track.
Policy.
I know.
Woody, slightly nervous now?
Oh, on wow. track to
Wait,
become America's...
Wait, we're actually doing politics now?
Next drag superstar.
Lovely.
But the bridge is perfect for Hillary. This is my selling point, James, to get
all right,
ready.
All right, hit me with it.
Don't it feel like it's been forever? Don't it feel like it's been a while? What, since we've had a female president? Yes, honey. Oh, wow. Yes, it
wow.
has.
It's practically a campaign slogan.
It's very deep, isn't it?
I could see it on a billboard waved high. Yeah.
Incredible.
All right. Nice choice, nice choice. Woody, how are you going to beat it? What should Hillary be strutting out to on that stage this evening?
Well, there was only one choice, really.
Go.
Dua Lipa, Blow Your Mind. Mwah. Crazy, you can tame me.
Friend of the show, Dua Lipa, friend of the show, obviously. Hello, Dua, I'm sure you are listening. So, okay, talk me through this. Why should this be the tune that Hillary uses?
Hillary needs something sexy, cool, edgy, something that says, hey, I'm down with millennials, lol, you know, that kind of vibe. But
you've
also...
never shown your age more than in that sentence.
Me and Hillary are on the same level.
You really are.
I thought you were going to say me and Hillary were born in the same year.
The same cultural references.
But she also needs a kiss-off to that other guy that she'll be sharing a podium with.
He who will remain nameless, yeah, indeed.
Who I assume will be like Highway to Hell. Mm. I guess that would be his one.
Something like that.
So this is how I imagine it going down. She like skips down to the podium with like a girl gang, and it'll basically be the former first lady. So there'll be like Michelle Obama on the left, Barbara Bush on the right. Like in full attire, like pom-poms,
I don't think
ponytails,
we're ready for this jelly.
The whole shebang. And then basically they break out into some voguing and it's going to look sick. And then Michelle maybe does a slut drop on one side and Barbara does it like repeated death drops, like bang, bang, onto the floor. While like Hillary just stands there like slapping her fingers, just like, what up? And then, yeah, basically, it would be the most iconic intro to a presidential debate of all time. Like, it won't just break the internet. It will put it in a 30-year coma.
I feel like every week, regardless of the topic, you somehow fit in a voguing from someone. I don't know how you do it, but every single week,
that's just
someone,
the way life should be lived.
Someone ends up voguing. I like the squad idea. I can see that.
Yeah, imagine them skipping in.
That would be amazing.
Woo!
That'd be great. Girls,
awesome.
She's flanking her at all times, just giving side eye to the opponent. I'd really, really enjoy that. I love Dua, friend of the show, very good friend of the show. We do love her dearly, and I love the fact that it's brackets moi at the end of the track.
We
it's
do.
Nice, it's catchy, we enjoy it. I'm going to give it to Katie, though, this week, mate.
What?
I'm afraid I'm going to give it to Katie because...
I had policies.
She had policies. She had receipts. She had policies. She had
hard,
down info.
Cold facts.
And I look forward to next week's podcast when Katie will be doing her hard journalism segment. We're sending her into Westminster with a microphone. It's going to be flawless.
Crikey.
I cannot wait.
I'm going to do question time.
Yeah, you are, aren't you? That'd be great. Yeah, I'll see you on Newsnight. That'd be great. Yeah.
I'll get arrested.
There you go. There you go. Anyway, Hey Violet, we love. Dua Lipa, we love. But Hey Violet's winner of this week's is a banger. But you can hear both those tunes and loads more on Pop Buzz Radio, guys. Just go on pop-buzz.com and click in the top right-hand corner. Hayley Kiyoko's still with us, everybody. Give it up.
Woo!
Woo!
Woo! Woo! Hayley, can we go back to the Gravel to Tempo video? How did your fans react to that video?
I was really impressed. I'm always very impressed with people in general, but it was really great to see them react the way I had hoped they would, you know, react, because I wasn't sure if people were going to get it. Like, I some people were like, well, are those mean girls? I'm like, no, like, they don't have... They're not mean just because they don't like you. Like, they're normal girls that just didn't like me back. And I feel like everyone has that experience in high school where you have this crush on this guy or girl and they don't like you back. And immediately you feel ugly. You feel like you're never loved again. And, you know, especially when you're growing up, it's and especially in high school, it's a very, like, you know, your insecurities are very heightened. And so if you don't have that validation, immediately you're just like, well, that's it. That's the end. It's never going to happen for me. And so I really wanted to, you know, touch base on that, because that's not true. And it takes some time to realize that, but you get so sucked into your circle and school becomes such a bubble. And I really want my fans to watch my music videos and listen to my music and hopefully be inspired to be more confident and more sure of themselves, you know, at an earlier age than, you know, to be like me and to be in my mid-20s and finally feel the way I should have felt, you know, back in the day. So I hope that my music helps people grow earlier on.
Yeah, I totally agree. By the way, I also love that the girls from the video were turned into a meme. Like, there's like a tag yourself meme where you can be the different girl. I don't know.
No way, really?
Yeah, have you not seen it yet?
No, you have to send that to me.
Oh my God.
We'll tweet you.
We'll tweet you.
It's, you know what's so, the Tumblr world is insane. Like, I had no idea. And like, if you just type in Gravel to Tempo, there's like so many crazy fan art and like incredible memes, and like people are just hilarious. Like, people have great personalities.
It's like the Wild West on Tumblr. I swear.
And then there's this, you know, there's this one girl in the video. If you watch it, she has headphones and like everyone has fallen in love with her and they call her Headphone Girl. And so there's huge, like, there's Tumblr pages on it. There's this huge society that like is obsessed with Headphone Girl, and they ship me and Headphone Girl, and it's hilarious. It's so great.
Well, for the record, what's the real name of Headphone Girl? Let's give her a shout out right now.
Her name is Chanel, but ooh, people won't accept that. They want to call her Headphone Girl.
Headphone Girl from now on. There she is. Now, Hayley, we're going to play a little game with you, if that's all right. You ready for this one?
I love games.
Good. Well, strap in. Here we go. We're going to play a quick game of Would You Rather. Woody has in front of him various Would You Rather questions. We're going to see how many you can get through in 30 seconds, all right?
All right.
All right.
Ready.
I'm going to put 30 seconds on the clock, all right? Woody, when you're ready, 3, 2, 1... Off you go.
Would you rather be slapped by a badger or bitten by a pigeon?
Bitten by a pigeon.
Would you rather vote for Donald Trump or a bag of snakes?
Bag of snakes, and I hate snakes.
Bacon lips or spaghetti hair?
Spaghetti hair.
Would you rather dress like Cher or Dolly Parton for a whole year?
Cher.
Ooh. Grow a third arm or grow a third leg?
Third arm.
And that's time. Oh. And that's time.
Oh, no, that's
just
it?
Under the wire.
Oh, my gosh, that was so slow.
Like five.
I felt like I was doing my finals. I was like, A, B, or C.
You were being concise with your answers. It was good. Yeah. You were thinking it through. These are important life questions. Indeed. Right here. We respect it. I also love the fact that you hate snakes as much as I do, but still preferable to Trump. I respect that a great deal.
Absolutely. I mean, snakes are my worst nightmare, so, you know.
Well, at least they're in a bag in that question. It's a bag full. Just don't open the bag.
That's true.
Just do not open the bag. Hayley, it has been an absolute pleasure. The single, as we said, is Gravel to Tempo. You can hear on Pop Buzz Radio. It is out now. And then the EP Citrine is out on 30th of September. Hayley, it's been a delight. Thank you so much.
Thank you guys so much. And thanks for supporting my music, as always. So
not
I hope you guys have a great day.
We will do. You too. Hayley Kiyoko, everybody. Woo! There she is.
Yay!
Are you salty?
Oh, sweet.
Are you salty?
Oh, sweet.
Chia,
sweet.
Are you salty?
Oh, sweet.
Are you salty?
Oh, sweet.
Ha,
sweet.
Ha. Yeah,
Yes, you may well have thought that the presidential debate was the only hot debate of the week, but no, it's time for salty or sweet. If you don't know how it works by now, here's how we're doing it. So, I've given a topic based on a news story from this week to Woody and Katie. They are going to have to argue, respectively, whether or not it is a good thing, a sweet thing, or a bad thing, very, very salty. And this week, it's a story that everyone's favourite troubadour, Adele, was in New York doing a concert, and she called out the practice of man-spreading, ladies and gentlemen. Now, if you don't know what man-spreading is, that's that thing where you're on the tube or you're on the subway if you're in America, and a dude spreads his legs out so far he's taken up more than one seat, okay? Mm. That's what we're talking about here. And Adele was on stage at MSG, and she says, close your legs, men. Sorry, can I get that in Adele voice, actually? Close your legs, men.
Close your legs, men.
There you go. It sounded something like that. It sounded something like that. So I thought she was here for a second. That was good. Oh. I thought she was actually here. So yes, Adele's not a fan of man spreading, but I want to know what you guys think. So Woody, I'm going to put 30 seconds on the clock for you here. I want you to give me a defense of all things man spread. All right, 30 seconds on the clock. 3, 2, 1, off you go.
No, look, it is bad because obviously they're taking up too much room and it's not very nice to witness on a Monday morning commute. However, it does play one very vital role, which is identifying bad men. It's like evolution's way of saying, avoid this guy, he's a douchebag. So if your boyfriend does it, dump him. If your husband does it, divorce him. Because otherwise, you're just condemning yourself to a life of having cramped legs on public transport. That's the only way I can justify it. I'm sorry.
And that is time. Condemning yourself to a life of cramped legs on public transport. Yeah. Is there any worse situation to be in? Really?
Literally none.
No, I can't think of any. Katie, perhaps the easier task this week. I want you to tell me why manspreading needs to be stopped at all costs. 30 seconds on the clock. 3, 2, 1, off you go.
Well, obviously, I stand in firm solidarity with Adele. You have not known true hardship unless you've been victim to manspreading on a commuter train. Okay? Wow. It's like, excuse me, sir, this is a rush hour service. Why are your legs like this? Are you due to give birth within the next 32 minutes of this door station service? Like, what's going on? And then there's advanced manspreading, which is when they do it on an aeroplane. I mean, the audacity. Did you pay for two tickets or was it one? Because you will be paying for mine if you do not shut your legs.
And that's time. Hang on. Wow. Airplane manspreading. How does that work? There's a bar in between the seats.
Oh, honey, they find a way. They will find a way.
Lifting up the handrest and doing a full spread, even though you got those tiny seatbelts.
It happens.
Man,
I mean,
you've
obviously never experienced it.
Clearly, thankfully, yes.
I'll let you know all about it.
Are you a manspreader?
I mean, unintentionally, I think on occasion. It depends, doesn't it? I need my, like, on a train, I must confess. That's the big one. On an actual train.
No.
Not a tube train, but like if I'm at a train with a table in particular, because I feel like I get boxed in by the table, so I need to do the full spread. Not trying to present myself, do you know what I mean? It's just, it's the nature of the beast, really, isn't it?
I like to cross my legs, but that's because I'm elegant. Right, like a greyhound.
That's nice.
You know what else? I just realized how much I hate the word spread.
Yeah, it's a bit grim, isn't it?
It's horrible.
It paints quite the picture.
Spread.
The man spread. Dear Lord. Yeah. I mean, it can only go one way, this one, can't it? I mean, of course, it's a terrible thing, so I'm going to have to give it to Katie. But I do want to say, if it's accidental, let's not shame, shall we? Is this just for my own benefit? If it's accidental, let's not throw too much shade in the direction.
No, let's shame them. Let's point them.
Shame until I tell you
shame.
What.
Shame.
I tell you what, though, I will rue the day I've ever got a window seat on a flight and I'm next to a man spreader. Ugh. That's the worst thing I've ever heard.
Give him a slap.
Yeah, clearly, I'm going to have to and get kicked off a plane by security. All right, what's your opinion? I wonder which way that one's going to go. Let us know. Give us a tweet and go on popbyfrombuzz.com.
Got a question, we've got a question, can you help us out?
Finally, it is time for the question of the week. Yes, the big question based around a news story. I want to hear stories from Katie and Woody. The funniest or best story, in my opinion, will win the point. And this week, so
we've reached fall now. We've reached autumn. And this is traditionally the portion of the year where all the biggest artists in the world start dropping their albums. Some of them we know about already. Lady Gaga's on the way. Green Day's on the way. Robbie Williams. Yes, I said it. No, Robbie the Power Williams is coming back, ladies and gentlemen. It. He's coming for you. But there's also going to be lots of surprises coming out. You know, they tend to get announced quite last minute. So a lot of big artists coming out with albums before Christmas. What I want to know is, what is your dream scenario? Guys, what is your dream album that you would love to see released before Christmas? Woody, I'm going to come to you first, my friend. Like I say, funniest story or funniest or whatever you're going to do to convince me will get you the point. What is your dream album for the remainder of 2016?
Well, firstly, I want to say there are some legit albums that I'd really like to see. So Sky Ferreira.
That'd be nice.
I would like to see Tinashe release something decent in 2016, but that's another story.
Shade.
No, the album I think we're all really, really waiting for is Harry Styles and Louis Tomlinson together. The album will be called Larry Stylinson, A Love Story. I have already come up with some song suggestions as well.
We need to confiscate your Wattpad login, I swear to God.
Excuse me. Track number one, Why'd You Gone Have a Baby Like That? track two, what... Track two, One Direction, South. Happy as Larry.
Oh, sorry, One Direction, South.
As in going south.
Okay,
we can rework that one, don't worry.
Yeah, wasn't your strongest one, that one, mate, I'll be honest with you. Then, we have to explain a euphemism. It's not really a euphemism anymore, is it?
No.
Carry on.
Then there'll be Zayn will feature on one, Freezer Crowd.
Okay.
Niall can come in for one as well. Take a chance on me. Lessons in Vibology. That's just one I came.
What?
Yeah.
It sounds like a Girls Aloud album.
I just think that would be like a really good Prince B side. So I feel like they should take
Lessons
it.
Lessons in Vibology.
And then, Paula Abdul.
Hang on.
Just
look,
make up a word.
Look, hang on. And then to close, a cover of I Will Always Love You. How good would that be? And the thing is, there are millions of directioners out there that will agree with me. This would be the ultimate of ultimate duet albums. It would be unexpected.
I love you say it's a duet album, and yet you've added in the other members of One Direction all the way through. This is just a One Direction album.
Haggard, look, you've got to get the fandom in.
You've got to loop them in somehow. Yeah. Yeah. Give him a lesson in vibology, apparently. All right.
Would
all
it
right.
not be spectacular? Don't you want to hear Why'd You Gonna Have a Baby Like That?
To be fair, I really, really do want to hear that lyric. I think that'd be amazing. Have a think. I want to know. I'm going to go to Katie and I want to know afterwards what would be the next line of that song, Woody. I want to know what rhymes with Why'd You Go and Have a Baby Like That. All right, Katie, top that.
No.
What is your dream album to be released at some point in 2016?
You're not ready.
Don't think I am. Gary.
No, okay. I thought long and hard about this, actually. I feel like I want something with real emotional depth. Not surface level like Adele, you know? Like, none of that.
Shade.
I want something that's going to knock 25 and Lemonade off its perch.
Okay.
And it turns out that exact thing is a tribute album by the Gorillaz in honour of Harambe. The fallen gorilla from Cincinnati Zoo who was unjustly killed this year.
Yeah.
I think... The people of the internet really need some closure, and the only way we can get that is if we really pull together and let the Gorillaz win Album of the Year at the Grammys.
What have
actually.
You done?
So we've already had many a tribute tweet to Fallen Harambe. We've had many a meme. We've had a song we mentioned last week.
We've already had a song.
Yeah, but
Gentleman
this is
Mail
an album
out for Harambe.
Of covers.
Right.
I've got a track list. Do you want it?
Yes. Oh, God, yes.
Okay, track one is That Boy Is Mine.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Track two is Drag Me Down.
Oh, stop.
Right.
Stop.
This is going down a very dangerous path, but I'm enjoying
Track
it
three,
immensely.
Is a slow tempo a cappella version of Bang Bang by Jessie J.
Oh, no, right. Come on now.
And track four is Candle in the Wind by Elton John.
Oh, nice.
It's a good album.
Wow. Katie, what is wrong with you?
Recorded live at Cincinnati Zoo.
We need closure.
You're a monster.
She's also a winner. I can't not give that.
I'm so happy with that track listing. That's outrageous. Oh my God. Yeah, I mean, how do you deny the majesty of some of those song titles?
That is just next
track
level.
Track me down.
Track me down.
Oh, I don't know whether to feel ashamed or proud of myself.
I think a little bit of both, and that's more than okay with me. Indeed. And
you're going to get dragged on Twitter.
Yeah. Going to get dragged on Twitter. How fitting.
Oh, God.
All right. Well, I mean, I guess that means I have to call it. It's a clean sweep. Katie's the winner of this week's edition of the Popbuzz Podcast. Well done.
Thank you.
Well, okay. Well done. I'm bringing the prizes back, I think. I'm bringing the prizes back. So your prize this week for your great success, I'm going to get you some luxury coffee from the Popbuzz Cafetiere.
Oh.
There you go. Just pour
nice.
That to
you.
And you're forfeit,
Thank
Woody.
You.
You're forfeit for that disgraceful Larry Stylinson album. You're going to have a bath in Nescafe. We'll see if it tans you. I don't know at this stage. We're going to find out.
I'm willing to accept my punishment.
Fair play. I respect you for it. Facebook Live, everybody. Why not? Let's do it. And that's about it for this week's edition of the Pop Buzz Podcast. Thank you very much for listening. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. You can catch us on Audio Boom, on TuneIn, on SoundCloud, and of course on pop-buzz.com. Next week, another amazing guest. I'm not going to tell you who. Why spoil the surprise? Why do it? But another great guest lined up next week, so do keep listening. In the meantime, say goodbye, Katie.
Goodbye, friends.
Say goodbye, Woody.
Bye.
And it's bye from me. See you next week.
Hello. I am also depressed. And now we'll do the chatter. There's your outtakes.